Dr. Anthony Fauci was speaking at the World Economic Forum's agenda yesterday, and he said COVID-19 will likely not go away like smallpox and will instead become endemic. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
If you look at the history of infectious diseases, we've only eradicated one infectious disease in man, and that's smallpox. That's not going to happen with this virus.
Infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us now. Dr. Marty, I assume you agree with what Dr. Fauci had to say yesterday.
Well, it's factual. There is only one infectious disease that we've managed to get rid of in humans. There is actually another one that we've managed to get rid of. It's in cattle. So what he said is accurate, and we managed to get rid of it with vaccine in both cases. So smallpox, obviously, through ring vaccination, we eventually got rid of it in the late 1970s as an endemic problem. And rinderpest is the disease in animals that we got rid of through vaccination, and it was one of the deadly, it was called cattle plague, a horrible, horrible disease, and we got rid of it through vaccination around 2012.
Just so we're clear on this, the difference between a pandemic and an endemic is what?
Okay, so a pandemic, it flows from an outbreak, right? So we start with calling something an outbreak when something is happening at a rate that is beyond what is expected, right? When an outbreak becomes very large and involves multiple continents, it's a pandemic, okay? And once you have something that's flowing through society on a constant basis, then, and it's to in a location, and the location can be the entire world, then it's endemic. And that's something that is much more challenging in a way, because it means that it's more challenging to get rid of. It's not impossible to get rid of, but it makes it much more challenging, and it's something that we have to learn to live with. So ultimately, what we're talking about is learning to live with SARS-CoV-2 floating around all the time. We've come to the sad conclusion that because of a number of choices were made by the world early on, we're unfortunately going to have to be dealing with this particular virus from now on. But it's really important, Bob, to be crystal clear and aware of what this same virus does if you are unvaccinated versus vaccinated versus vaccinated and boosted. Our world data just had a wonderful graphic today showing very clearly, and it's true here in the United States, it's true here in my local area, and it's true worldwide, that overwhelmingly, again, with Omicron, the people in the hospital are the unvaccinated. Those vaccinated people that end up in the hospital are few and far between compared to the unvaccinated, and they get out of the hospital a lot faster because we're able to manage their disease a lot easier because they have some of their own defenders fighting it off. And then you see the statistics on the boosted individuals, and it's even lower risk of ending up with severe disease. It's really dramatic. And if you haven't seen that graphic, you should take a good look at it. Go to Our World Data and enter in deaths and vaccines, and you will see such a radical difference.
That's worth repeating. So, did you say Our World Data?
Our world data, yeah.
So, Dr. Marty, does all this mean we will be getting a booster shot every year?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but it's quite likely, Bob. It's quite likely that, number one, there's still so much transmission of these SARS-CoV-2 variants that more will form, and they're almost invariable especially with the ability of this virus to infect so many different hosts, that another variant that can overcome our innate protections is likely to develop. I'm not saying it will, but it's likely to, because there's just so many instances, and the virus, you know, its goal is to spread. That's its goal. And so if we make it easy for it to do so, it will do so. And so having additional vaccine protection and boosting up your defenses keeps you from having severe, makes it no more than a bad cold for the vast majority of people. And then once we get enough of the population at a state where it's no worse than a bad cold, then it ceases to be a major public health problem, because those few individuals who do end up with severe disease, now we have plenty of resources, plenty of people, plenty of machines, plenty of meds, everything else to take care of those rare individuals. But we've got to get down to a level where that is true, where the numbers of people who get severe disease is extremely low, extremely low. And it's not just a matter of percent low. It's, you know, we're talking so that it's onesies and twosies in the hospital, that the care in the hospital can be maximized for those individuals, unfortunates, and the majority of people can go about their business because they have enough internal protection that it, that they're okay.
There's news today about Pfizer's new COVID pill. It's reported to be effective in lab tests against Omicron. Do you think this is going to be on the market soon?
Oh, yeah. There's first, Paxlovid is phenomenal. It's two different ingredients, nirmatrelvir and ritonavir. This mix has proven to be at least 89% effective in reducing people having to be hospitalized for COVID-19. It's just a set of pills that you take over 5 days. And the main problem we've had with Paxlovid over the last few weeks since December, when these data first came out and it got its approval, is there just wasn't enough. So even when I had patients that were, for which that medication was clearly indicated, we just couldn't get it. There just wasn't any around. And so the Biden administration has pushed to make sure that we do have enough of this. And so, and of course, Pfizer does want to produce it. So soon we will have it, and that will be a game changer.
Good news. Dr. Marty, you passed the test. I'll let you go ahead and teach your students now this morning.
Thank you so much, Bob.
We'll get together next Wednesday. Appreciate it.